Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and obviously we love to give people hope, and we've had just some incredible stories of people overcoming just some really, really painful situations in their life. And as I heard Wayne Smith, the founding pastor of Southland Christian, say one time, God had one son without sin, no son without sorrow. So unfortunately, all of us, while we're here on earth, this is not heaven, this is all temporary, we're going to have heartache and disappointment. Yet some, to me, are really extreme cases of pain and disappointment. And today we've got a courageous lady. It's been a friend of mine. I met her about a year after I went into full-time ministry. August 3rd of 2003, I was ordained at Berry Christian Church, and then I became on staff at Northeast Christian Church, and started a singles ministry there. And one of our most active members and just a great servant leader was at the time Diana Helam, now Diana Healy. And so, Diana, first of all, just thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, Diana came, and like I said, we got to know each other back in 2003, and I'd gone through an unexpected divorce, and you also had, so we're going to talk about another form of grief and loss that you had. But when we met, you had been through the pain of divorce, so yes. Just share a little bit about, you know, your marriage and things and up to that point, please.
All right. I was married to my high school sweetheart. We were married 28 years, and we had two children, and unexpectedly, was told that didn't love me, never did love me, and he wanted a divorce. There was someone else, and so kind of went through that. It was difficult with the children.
How were your children then?
At that time, they were 17 and 11.
Wow, so really important years in a child's life, 11-year-old, 7-year-old, and you know, the disappointment part, obviously, one, being told, hey, I don't love you anymore, and I never loved you. I mean, doesn't get much more rejection than that, does it?
Right, yeah.
How did you process all that? Talk to us about that.
Well, I stayed strong for the children. You know, I turned to God immediately, asked for his help, stayed strong in their presence. And then when I was alone, I did a lot of crying and pleading and talking to God. But on the surface, I appeared to be, you know, doing fine. But God gave me a couple of verses. There was really a verse that he gave me, two. One of them is under your wing. It's Psalm 98:1, I believe. Should know that. But he says, I will, under my feathers, you can, I will cover you with my feathers, and under your wings, you can take refuge. And that was one verse that he gave me. I would walk every day to get exercise, you know, to try to help with the fight off the depression. And I started finding feathers around this pond, and I would find feathers every single day. I started making a collection of feathers, and I put that Bible verse with it. And I don't recall ever seeing that verse in the Bible before then. The other verse was, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And I call that a life verse. And the reason I call it a life verse is because that's the verse that God used when I started having thoughts of suicide through that divorce. And the first time I had that thought was my youngest son. He was 11 at the time. His dad was supposed to pick him up, and then his dad called at the last minute and said, not going to be able to. And I was begging him to not do that. And it was just kind of a shock. It was like he turned into a completely different person than what he had been before. So I was going through a lot of that shock. And one of the things, he was a wonderful father. And but this other relationship took a priority over everything to him at that time. So I was dealing with that shock of how it was hurting me, but it bothered me more how it was hurting his kids. And so that day, I begged him to just give him 30 minutes, take him for ice cream, do something, don't stand him up. And so he did agree to do that. And while they were gone, I was in the car, and I started screaming. I really wasn't praying, I wasn't asking for God's help. I just started saying, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. And I said it three times. And then I started thinking, if I drive my car fast enough into a wall, even started thinking about how I wanted to do it.
Because you were in so much pain.
I wanted out of the pain. Mm. And at that time, I wasn't thinking about what that would do to my kids. I wasn't thinking about what it would do to anybody that knew me or any of my family. All I was thinking about is this is more pain than what I can bear. And like I said, I wasn't even praying. I don't know why I didn't even pray, but I was just screaming and saying, I can't bear this. And started thinking if I drive fast enough, because I didn't want to hurt anyone else, but I just wanted to put myself out of pain. And I thought if I drive into a wall hard enough, it will kill me. And
let me stop for just one moment here. A couple of things I think are huge, Diana. You've got a great, great story. But one, I love how God spoke to you with the Bible verse and about the feathers. You know, he will protect you under his feathers like a mother bird does her baby birds. And so then all of a sudden you start seeing feathers. And for some of you today, you're listening, you're like, man, I need to hear God speak to me. And sometimes he may not speak in an audible voice, even though I've had him do that to me, not often, but occasionally. But he does it through things like that. Mm-hmm. And the two things, one is his word, the Bible, which is Holy Spirit inspired by God. And then two, a lot of times he will give you something physically, like he did the feathers with mm-hmm. Diane. Mm-hmm. The second thing is that I want to encourage you with today, that I know somebody's listening and needs to hear this. So many people have been to the point where they're like, I can't stand this pain anymore. And the enemy tells you, you know, suicide is the option. Yeah. And I've been there. I have. That's one of the reasons I started this program back in December of 2018. I'm sorry, 2017. And so here's Diana. You can understand her husband was a leader in their church at the time, and yet being told she wasn't loved anymore, never loved her. Two teenage kids and one that's 11, getting ready to be a teenager, very formidable years of their life, and yet she had lost hope. And so some of you are right now, you're on that thin line. You're thinking, man, I don't want to live another day. So Diana, continue your story, because I know there's people listening right where you are. So did you obviously didn't do that. I don't think you didn't drive into the wall.
I did not attempt it, because what came out of me, it was like it came from my gut. I don't know how else to explain it, but I'm still driving the car, thinking about driving fast, and something just came up out of me, and it said, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength.
Philippians 4:13.
I can do all things. And I said it three times. And I think it's interesting because I said three times, I can't do this. Mm. And three times I said, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And each time it just got stronger and stronger. And as soon as I spoke God's word, that darkness left me. Mm. It was gone. And I thought, you know, nothing changed. My circumstance was still the same. I was still going through the same situation. But once I just started speaking God's word out loud, and at that time, I really didn't even know I was fighting the devil. It's like my whole thinking, because I'd always been a prayer warrior. I'd always known the presence of the enemy and his power. But at that time of that darkness, that attack on me, I wasn't thinking about any of those things, but it was like God just took over in spite of me. You know, it was like, and you know, I remember thinking later, if that word had not been in me, if I had not known God's word, it wouldn't have come out of me. And so at that time, you know, when I started speaking the word, and like I said, that darkness just left. And I thought my circumstances are exactly the same, but my whole mind had changed, you know, about attempting suicide, or, you know, it's like I came back to my senses. So from that day on, I thought that's why they call it the word is the living word. To me, that was a life verse. That verse saved my life. Literally saved my life.
Yeah.
And like I said, God, I just felt like God and his angels are, I don't know what, it pushed those words out of my mouth to say it out loud at that time. And I remember another day going to take a mower to the shop to get fixed. And I'd never done the mowing. I'd never had to do anything like that. And I remember that day hauling the mower in and thinking, oh, you know, I hate doing this. I hate, you know, having to be in charge of everything now. And so took this shop, you know, took this into the shop, the mower, and talking to them about it. And they went back in the back. And while they were gone, I saw above the door where they went a verse, a Bible verse. And the Bible verse said, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength.
Wow.
And I was just like, when I saw that verse, I was like, every time I saw or heard that verse, I knew that God was going, you can do this. You can do this. Not through yourself, not through your own power, but through the power of Jesus Christ, you can do all things. And I remember one day asking God, are you sure you know how much I can bear? Because you say in your word that you will not give us more than what we can bear. And I said, I'm not sure that you know how much I can bear. And this is what the Holy Spirit said to me. And I knew it was God because I was asking a question that I didn't know the answer to. He said, if you will take that verse, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, then is there anything you cannot bear? Mm. And I thought, I've never thought about that before. Yeah. And it's true. So he put those two verses together for me and said, there is nothing that you cannot bear if you do it through Jesus Christ. But that's the key, is we have to let it Jesus Christ do it through us, not in our own power. When we try to do it on our own power, that's when we start having thoughts of suicide because we can't do it.
Well, I love what Diana's sharing and her transparency. And, you know, there's sometimes those of us who have been followers of Jesus for a while, and I know most people listen to this are, but the fact of the matter is there's days you don't feel like spending time with Jesus or going to your Bible study on Wednesday nights or your small group during the week or your Sunday school on Sunday morning or even to church on Sunday mornings or even just having your own quiet time, which really hope that people are having some personal time with Jesus each day. But the fact of the matter is because of that time that Diana did, even, you know, not knowing that this big dark area, this dark winter season in her life with the unexpected divorce was coming up. Those seeds had been planted by God's word, came to fruition. And then as you cried out to God in your most desperate time, he answered, didn't he?
Yes. Yes, he did.
So what would you say today, Diana? We got about a minute left today. What would you say to people that, you know, were at the point where you were, where you're just like, man, I can't do life anymore. This pain is too great.
To me, I would say, the awareness that you cannot do it, but Christ can. He's already overcome everything. Everything that we will ever go through, he overcame it. So reaching out to God, I mean, even if you can just say the word, Jesus, help me, that's a prayer. Jesus, help me. He will help you. Even if you don't know his word, even if you don't know his, you know, the verse like that came out of me that I knew, just saying, Jesus, I need you. He will be there. He will help you.
Well, that's how simple it is. And so for some of you today, you just need to humble yourselves, as I've had too many times. As I tell people, sometimes I had to put the other knee down. Sometimes I have one knee down, but to totally surrender, I had to put the other knee down and get down beside my bed or a couch in my living room to say, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I'm giving it to you. And so Diana shared about going through an unexpected divorce, which I know a lot of people have been through, but there's something else coming up, the loss of one of her precious children in a horrific way that we're going to talk about tomorrow. And she's going to have to face another tough season where she's got to find hope in Jesus. So I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow. I'm Greg Horn. Diana Healy is my guest. You're listening to Hope Is Here. If you tuned in late, you can hear a copy of this on our podcast anytime at your convenience at our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.